Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go. The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hello. We have a lot of thought-provoking things to discuss today, and we'll just get right to it. On the regular old show this morning, we were talking about this guy who made a video showing how to sanitize your toilet seat by taking it off the bowl and putting it in the dishwasher. Now, people say he's getting doo-doo particles in the dishwasher and all of that, and he did put it in there with his dishes.
We did?
Yeah.
Ew.
But
no.
Is it still leaving doo-doo parts?
Yes.
Everywhere, but how so? I mean, it's blasting all the food and everything off. Why would it not blast off? And first of all, who's got doo-doo on their toilet seat? You got a bigger problem if you can't hit the toilet.
It would be cleaned and sanitized. I mean,
sure.
Don't do it with my dishes. I don't
know.
No,
that's just gross.
I agree with you. It seems weird. I'm against it because you got to take the thing off, put it there, and put it back on every single time. And it's much faster to clean it there by yourself. You can just wipe it down or whatever.
And who knows when you're going to not get the toilet seat tightened back up like it's supposed to be. That's one of the most frustrating things to me is for a toilet seat to be shifting while I'm on it.
When you sit down, it slides a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I hate that. Because then you don't know whether you're over the target completely like you're supposed to be. Whoa. If the toilet seat's loose and slips over to the side,
you gotta be way off.
Yeah, but still, it's just not as comfortable. And I realized, I guess I was pretty young when I realized this, the most vulnerable a person ever is when they are in the middle of number two.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was reaffirmed to me yesterday when there was a mosquito buzzing me in the little toilet closet. And you ever tried to kill a bug while you...
No, I can't. I don't think that I have.
Yeah. I was just at its mercy because I couldn't move too much. I couldn't make any, you know, crazy flapping motions or, you know... I could only, you know, wait for it to maybe land on the wall so I could just do that.
Leave me alone, please.
I was under attack because he knew that I was vulnerable. Okay. People say you're most vulnerable after a breakup. No, hell no.
No, sir.
You're most vulnerable when you're in the middle of number two.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's animalistic, too, because when you were talking about being vulnerable... You know, I asked the vet, I said, why does the dog look at me when he's pooping?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, he's making sure you're watching his back because they feel very vulnerable when they're pooping.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure you're like checking for cover. So.
Yeah, they could come in and rob the whole house and I couldn't do anything about it.
Nothing. You got your pants around your ankles, highly vulnerable. And they know it.
So you see...
What?
These are the
life
lessons that we approach on this show with great scholarship.
Yeah.
What's the life lesson in that one?
that you need to get somebody to watch your back while you're pooping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Always Jody, have somebody watching your back, man.
And that's the reason why we have locks on the bathroom doors.
Yeah.
It's not for, you know, to keep people from just walking in on you accidentally. It's to, you know, be a barrier from an attack. Because that's when they're always out to get you when you're pooping.
They try to come attack me, I'm attack them while I'm pooping.
How?
With my poop.
She's going to spray it. Mm-hmm.
Scared
like
them.
A hippo.
I bet they'll leave me alone then.
I never really thought of it that way, that you're at your most vulnerable while you're pooping. Because you just can't exactly jump up and run after them or run away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you turn your alarm system on when you go poop? Just to be safe?
I guess you should.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's a good idea.
You go poop, gotta not turn on my idea. Alarm real quick. Beep, beep,
beep. But can you imagine, though? I always think about that when those people are pooping and they see a snake coming in their bathroom and all. Like in the Philippines and places like that we see on the internets. Now, I was so, you know, freaked out by a mosquito that I couldn't get to. Imagine if it's a snake.
And what if you're
coming
sick?
In there?
What if you're sick? Like you're going through some stuff. Digestion, you know?
Meaning you really are not
exactly,
able to. Exactly.
Like can't
you jump
can't
up
even
and
get up
way.
Or like just hold on a second.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how many people have actually burned up in fires because they couldn't get out of the house in time because they were pooping when the house caught on fire.
I found them just laying there with their pants around their ankles.
Well,
I did that one time. Not the fire thing, but...
yeah, burned up in
fire. Now, when I was in college, we went out one night. I had my apartment, and I got hammered drunk, just wasted. And I guess I'd gone up to the apartment to go to the bathroom, whatever, going to bed. And I passed out and fell off the toilet. And when my roommate came in, I was laying. He said, open the door. You look straight down the hall. And all you could see was me laying out in the... half of me in the hallway. He just saw my shirt, whatever it is. He walked down the hall and realized I had just fallen off the toilet with my pants at my ankles. I was just laid out there just passed. So, he had to wake me up.
Like, that's gross.
You were almost did an Elvis.
Almost.
Oh.
Yeah.
You shitty ass.
Yeah, he just had his butt all out. Ew.
And I don't know, maybe I had passed out afterwards or something, and I just never got up. I don't know.
Man, that must have been painful.
It was bad. It was rough. Good. It was a rough night.
I mean, if it caused you to pass out.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten lightheaded before, but I never passed out from it.
Everything's going black.
Rough night, man. That was a tough one. I remember that night.
They actually killed somebody on Game of Thrones while he was on the toilet.
Yeah, because
he knew he was in a vulnerable position.
Also on a crossbow. Do you remember Yellowstone? They did that too in Yellowstone.
Killed
Casey, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The best place to kill somebody.
In Game of Thrones, it was his own child. It was his son that did it to him.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, son must have needed the bathroom. Damn, Dad, how long are you going to be in there? Stone newspaper.
Stone newspaper. There's the chamber pot.
So they show people taking a dump on that show?
They show them doing everything.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones, you say?
Yeah. Nudity and all, so.
All of it.
And shitting.
Naked people having sex and shitting.
It's awesome, man.
No holes barred on that show.
Man.
You want to see a damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Catch one of them Game of Thrones girls on the toilet. You talk about a Game of Thrones. She's on the throne.
The Iron Throne. The Porcelain Throne.
I'm trying to remember from Yellowstone when Casey. Yeah.
He goes into the person's house, and he's the only guy in the bathroom. Remember, and he tells him, he's like, don't.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about
Shoots
that.
Shoots him or.
Mm-hmm.
You expertly explain that.
Rob, shut up. Leave me alone. I don't need a lecture from you. God, leave.
I still don't think you know what lecture means.
Rob's like, use your words.
I wasn't trying to, like, what if people haven't seen Yellowstone?
Yeah, she was trying to not be a spoiler.
Exactly. Mm. You jerk.
She was all about spoiling Game of Thrones.
That's true.
Yeah.
She just picks and chooses what she's going to spoil.
Yeah. Maybe you can spoil She-Hulk Attorney at Law.
That comes out tomorrow. All right.
Not if she gets to it first.
Right.
I'm going to spoil that for you.
So that's something that you plan on, isn't it, Rob? You're into that She-Hulk show?
Marvel has a grasp on me. Let's put it that way.
Oh, and the nerds are pissed because the latest episode had She-Hulk twerking with Megan Thee Stallion in the scene. This is not what Marvel is about. It's like, oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, people were pissed.
Shut up, nerds.
I mean, come
it was
on.
Stupid, but it was. I mean, the whole show's been kind of stupid. So
yeah, doesn't She-Hulk play herself to be a victim as well of sexism?
Well, they
and
have,
how much easier the regular Hulk has it than she does?
Not necessarily, but they do.
I heard that scene. Somebody played it on a podcast I was listening to.
They do have like every male character. Almost every male character is very misogynistic.
Yeah.
And they're like to the extreme, and it's quite annoying. That part is really annoying.
Right. Here's a question though, Alexis. Do you find that you encounter a lot of misogyny on a day-to-day basis?
I don't think so. I don't really know if I pay attention to that.
Yeah. Okay. That means when men feel and act superior
I know that.
To women. Like
you're
chauvinistic.
So shut up. You get on my nerves. You're acting that way right now. Can you put that down? Actually, yes. I'm feeling it in this room at this moment.
We use women for objects.
I just always wonder about that. I don't know. Like, I never realized how often like women get yelled at the gas station. But apparently that is a pretty damn common occurrence.
Yeah.
So, but I wonder.
It depends on where the gas station is,
too. It may. I'm sure it does. But I just wondered how often, you know, in a business environment, because you see that all the time on TV. You hear about it all the time. And I don't know. I don't think we've never really always made it a point not to do stuff like that. I mean, obviously we make jokes on the air and everything. But I just wonder about how much that is encountered, whether it's in this business or in other businesses that you've worked in the restaurant business, if you've encountered much of that.
The restaurant business, probably, I would say, just because it's a lot of men in the kitchen, cooking and stuff, and the chefs and things like that. But I just don't pay attention to that. It's not something that I get mad about. It's like, whatever.
Hmm. I think that when it does happen, sometimes the severity of it is diminished because so many people claim that it happens when it doesn't.
Mm.
And so, you know, then people, it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf,
yeah,
so to speak. Which, Alexis, that's an old fable, an old story of a boy who would yell that the wolf was coming and all the villagers would run down to keep it from killing the sheep, and then it wasn't there.
Mm.
Until one day he cried wolf and the wolf was there and nobody believed him.
No way.
And the wolf ate some sheeps.
Wow.
She's probably seen the movie of that one too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. I'm done.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience.
brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! Hang on a second. I'm having to advise my 19-year-old son who's at college. He just sent me a question.
Is he in class right now?
I think so. Yeah. Answering his question. His question is, why do people from New York have to make them being from New York known to the world?
Oh. From New York?
Mm-hmm. My answer, because they're dumb enough to believe it's a good thing to be from there. Plus, they believe people will automatically think they're tough.
The city that never sleeps.
What? Man. If you're from New York, you're tough.
That's what they think. They think that they go to, hey, I'm from New York. Hey, you don't F with me like I'm from New York. Like you bumpkins around here, you don't know how to handle people.
Does Adam think he's a tough, our business manager?
Oh,
Adam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does. You've never seen him in New York.
Is he tough?
In New York.
Is.
In New York, he's a badass.
I have totally different person in New York.
No way, really?
I didn't tell you about, I went up there with him and we were getting pizza, went into a place and the line is long. Cuts the line, he goes, slams his hand on the top of the counter, he goes, two slices, extra hot. Go sit down. Talking to me. Go sit down. Two slices, extra hot. Like just skips the line. I went, what the hell was that? And sure enough, like with 30 seconds, two slices came out and they were hot as hell.
How come he got to skip the line? Because he's a badass?
Yeah. No, there's a certain form that you have to, like what do you call it? A pattern that you have to follow.
And people,
you know,
came
what
in
you
after
want,
him,
you come
it?
Into this line. If you don't know what you want yet, you go to that line.
I think he's like genuinely like skipped over everybody that was there.
But wasn't there when he put you in the cab for the airport? You were in Midtown and he was hit the top of the cab and was like, get out of here or something.
Yeah, he goes, he's not from here. Take him to LaGuardia. Like at the cab driver, I'm like, I got to ride with this guy for like 45 minutes.
Can you say please?
Yeah. Like, he's not from here. LaGuardia. I was like, oh God. Yeah,
he's a very different person.
Okay. Adam the badass.
Okay, and my son just sent this and tells where he got the question, why he was asking. He said, I just saw a TikTok of this dude asking women how tall a dude has to be to date them. And one girl said, well, I'm from New York, so you have to be pretty tall.
Yeah.
What the hell does that have to do with anything? I'm from New York. Right. So I think they're just programmed to always say, I'm from New York. You need to understand, I'm from New York.
Yeah, there's a sense of pride about being from New York.
And why?
Well.
That's the thing. And if New York was so great, why did you leave?
I don't know.
You left because it was a broken down ass city. Couldn't make a good living. You couldn't afford housing. You didn't do all this other shit. And you come to the South where everything's, you know, land of milk and honey. Send for your family. Come down. Houses are so cheap here. You can get a 4,000 square foot house on an acre lot for half of what you're paying in a one bedroom apartment rent. And they all come down here, which is great. I do love them. Until they bring their voting down here and mess everything else up for us.
Do you think if everybody moves down here, then things will get cheaper back up north and people can move back up?
No. No, because they'll still keep electing the same kind of people to run those cities and states.
See, I would move to Boston if someone just gave me a free apartment. I would move back up north.
A free house? Yeah.
Well, that's all it takes. Yeah. Is just,
just give me a nice free apartment and pay for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not?
That's quite a generous offer you're making there.
Yeah.
I do know a few people from New York and LA who have moved here and have said the exact opposite, though. No, I wouldn't go back and live there. I like it here way too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know those people too. Yet, it's just something about when they get in that voting booth, they just lose their damn minds. and vote for the people that drag it down. Don't understand it. I don't understand. And they seem otherwise intelligent, a lot of these people.
Go crazy then.
Oh, well. I'm from Louisiana, so I'm different. Well, I'm from Louisiana, so, you know, girls got to be tall.
Yeah, it's a different way of thinking they got.
Mm-hmm.
They're smarter, faster, stronger, yeah, better looking.
Yeah, and that's what's funny to me is, you know, I'm exaggerating, obviously, about how I feel about New York people. Not about the voting part. I still think that's insane. They don't. That's when I was young and I realized that they have no idea, a lot of them, that we make fun of them as much as they make fun of us.
Yeah.
But they would never, ever, they don't know that until they start hanging around with Southern people. Because they just assume they're the way people should be, and we're a bunch of hicks, bumpkins, rednecks, and we don't have sense enough to understand or to be able to observe something they do that may warrant being made fun of. Yeah. But that's not just New York. That's all other non-Southern places who've never been around Southern people.
I just always think of Madden, who used to work on our show, who came from Modesto, California, and was making fun of rednecks. And when we got to find out more about her and her family, they were, and she even admitted at, later, she realized, oh yeah, wow, we're unbelievably redneck. But she never realized it.
Yeah, because it's just, people think the only Southerners are rednecks. Meanwhile, the name of her softball team was Get Her Done.
Get Her Done.
Yeah,
that was the name of her softball team.
There's even Salvadorian rednecks. They redneck as hell.
Rednecks everywhere. Always. Trust every community has its rednecks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen my share of damn Law and Order. I know what New Yorkers are about.
That's so funny. Someone mentioned Rikers the other day. I'm like, Rikers, like in Law and Order SVU? They're like, except for it's a real place.
Yeah, except for the fact it's really a place called Rikers Island.
I'm like, I know Rikers.
I vacationed there last year. I went to the island. Where'd you go for vacation? I went to a quaint little island. Rikers, have you heard of it?
You got to be real VIP to get in there.
Have you ever, did you ever go tour Alcatraz?
Yes. In San Francisco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was little, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go out there. I saw it from the street.
That's an awesome tour.
I saw it from the street, but I've seen so many TV shows about it and everything.
It's really
fun. I'm not big on tours to begin with.
Yeah, I love tours.
Yeah, they let you go in to, they tell you you're on your own if you want to go into one and close the door, but where they put them in what was in solitary, and it's two doors that close to make it pitch black, and that's how they would punish people. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that one of the things they would do is they would, just to try to keep themselves from going insane in the darkness in there, they would pull a button off their shirt and just play little games, like they throw it over their shoulder and try to hear where it lands and then try to go find it in the dark.
Oh man,
that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's a bit of freaky.
How you go to the bathroom in the dark?
I guess you just have to feel around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know when you know when to stop wiping.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I don't imagine they had bidets in Alcatraz.
Yeah, they did not.
You gotta guess.
But in today's times, if I were in San Francisco, I would try to escape to Alcatraz just to get off those streets.
At least you'd be sequestered out there on the island.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have to be stepping around human feces. Unless it's my own, in one of those dark rooms.
Even that would not be fun.
Mm. What?
I'm saying, that's just gross.
I know it is. But that's what old San Francisco is now.
They have cute seals, though, at the harbor.
They do?
Yeah, and they lay out, and they're tanning.
Yeah, they have those in San Diego.
Yeah.
Little seals.
San Diego's still nice, isn't it?
San Diego's nice.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times if you visit a city, like it all depends on where you are, because when we visited San Francisco, my son and I both loved it. It was awesome. But we were doing touristy things.
Did you ride a trolley?
First morning, we rode a trolley to Chinatown.
It's nice.
It's also very expensive.
Did you see the Full House house?
No, I didn't care about going to the Full House house. No.
Why even go?
Exactly. Yeah. Did you look at the seals?
No.
Okay, well, I don't even know why you went to San Francisco. You did nothing of the cool stuff. Yeah.
Did you see where Reggie Hammonds and them was driving up and down those streets?
I may have been on that street, yeah.
Reggie Hammonds, the character Eddie Murphy played in the great movie 48 Hours.
Mm. We did go to Lombard Street, the really curvy street that you walk down. That was pretty awesome.
You went to a curvy street?
It's a very famous street.
What did you guys do in San Francisco?
Some old movies.
You walked on a curvy street. Yeah.
We didn't go see the Full House house, but we did go to the curvy street.
Who cares about the Full House house?
We do. We grew up with that
job. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand, though, when you go and you look at, because all you're looking at is the house that they showed a picture of on a TV show. It wasn't a real house on the show. It was a set.
I get it, though. It's something about seeing it in its real, natural setting. You're like, okay, cool, that's the house. And then you can kind of see how it's set in the neighborhood and all that kind of stuff. I can kind of get wanting to go see that kind of stuff. Sure.
That's like the sign of The Office in Scranton. I want to go and take a picture in front of it so bad, even though everybody says that town, like that city, there's nothing to do there. I still want to take a picture in front of it.
Yeah, well, that's where your president claims to be from originally, is Scranton.
Who's my president?
The president of the United States.
I was like, my own president?
Your president.
I was like, how do you know the president of El Salvador?
Oh, my God.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Ace, is your wife going to be mad at you for saying earlier that she's messy?
No, she put it in her own Instagram story.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, because in her Instagram story was the one where she even said at the bottom, no, I haven't unpacked. She knows that I think she's kind of messy sometimes.
Because Riggins put up a new poll on our website. Which one of us do you think has the messiest house? If I lived alone, I would probably.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're a messy person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
I don't.
I'm better than I was when I was younger, which my wife has helped with that a lot, because I don't want to sit around in a you know, strewn about house or with dirty dishes and stuff. So I'd be a lot better than I used to be when I was young.
But with you, though, TJ, it's really more of a closet thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He always had because he would change clothes so many times before he did something.
He had outfit changes.
Yeah.
Stop defending. Mm-hmm. Every aspect of his life, he had a dirty trunk.
Yeah.
He was eating beans and weenies off paper plates and throwing pizza boxes behind the couch.
Ew, why would you do that?
Well, that was, I went through a bout of depression. That was a different story. That wasn't just
you would be,
but I was messy.
And you guys put blankets over dirty dishes and stuff.
No,
towels.
Whatever. Okay.
much not, better.
Not that much better.
Stop.
Yeah. I could never imagine that.
Ace and I were roommates.
So you're saying that he also was messy?
No, not as messy as I was.
Oh. No. But Ace lived,
sometimes the dishes got a little away from us. You know,
mm-hmm. Ace has lived by himself, and we've been over there, I think.
Well, I would I think know. That his he place was, is like because he's just so
orderly.
Yeah.
But we've
yeah.
never seen TJ kind of on his own.
Ace drove around with dried vomit in his truck for a long time.
That wait.
When his kids would throw up in the oh, in the
yeah,
car.
Yeah.
All right.
And here's you wouldn't clean it? You just leave it there?
Here's what's unfair about that.
That is disgusting.
Now, here's what's unfair about that, what he just said.
Crusty vomit car.
I did clean that car, but there was, I guess when you, like, until you tilted the seat forward, there was a little bit under there that I didn't know was there.
So you didn't it clean
was,
it good.
It was also, no. He also, you know, kept an open shit bucket right. in his truck.
I'm so glad I defended
you also
TJ.
Eat, you also eat floor for you also eat food from the floor, so yeah, I forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm glad I defended TJ because this worked out so well for me.
Yeah, you're pretty.
Yeah, you're gross too.
People know I'm joking.
I keep my shit straight.
Both of y'all gross.
Yeah, my house is.
I like my stuff orderly,
spotless. The neighbors come to our house, they're like, "Whoa."
Yeah, no thanks to you.
I'm like, there's no way we could have this white furniture and keep it clean because I know what I'm doing.
Hey. Yeah, you would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking, I've never thought about it, but yeah, you would not survive on your own.
If I had never been married to a super organized, clean freak person, then I would be worse than I would be now if I were single all of a sudden.
Do you think you would still now say, God forbid, you and Jody were to separate, would you have like a filing cabinet with your bills and all that kind of stuff, or would it?
No,
he would be in a house with no electricity and yeah. no running water.
No, I wouldn't. That's where I would really be.
He'd come home, flip on the switch, and be like, bam. Right.
It'd be clean though.
Yeah.
was it hard when you guys first got married, her being so clean and neat and organized, and you weren't, to like live together? No,
because I just, you know, I was glad to have somebody who could do all of that stuff to help.
So she would like clean up after you from the very beginning?
No. Oh. No, not clean up after me. She never had to really do that much, but just somebody there to say, we need to do this and this. And you know,
and then you would do it.
Yeah.
So it's not like right. you're like, no, I don't
and
want
I,
to do it.
And I enjoy it so much better being in a clean yeah. environment.
Well, and your house growing up with your parents was it was always clean and orderly and everything. So it wasn't like he had always grown up with everything being great. He knew,
but my room wasn't.
Yeah,
my room was messy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My mom would always tell me, "Cluttered space, cluttered mind."
Yeah. She the one that made that up?
She did. Can you believe that in English?
She said, "I was going to say she said in Spanish."
But it's so true because I used to be so messy when I was little.
But then what happened?
I got my own place, and it was different when it's your own place and you have no roommates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my daughter, when she was at school in her apartment and her dorm room and all that, was just always had to have it clean. She'd get mad at her roommates if they left dishes in the sink and the whole thing. And my son's the same way. But when they lived at home, they were, you know, both kind of messy in their rooms and stuff.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very fortunate. My college roommate, after I moved out of the dorm, my college roommate, Brett, this guy I grew up with, was also very clean and orderly. And so our apartments were never messy unless it was like post-party.
They say postpartum.
Yeah, I was like, gross. It's very messy in there.
We got a little potato salad on the wall issue, and you know, that kind of stuff. But that was just a temporary thing, you know.
Hell yeah, but that ain't no party like a Louisiana party.
Yeah,
damn potato salad. Yeah. College kid, what can I bring? just throw a potato salad. Yeah.
Oh shit, it's about to get weird tonight. Yeah.
Somebody's mom gave us that. I don't know. It ended up on the wall. It's like, oops. Because you know we didn't make that.
Oh, hell no. They were raging, man. Yeah.
Wow. You're such a college party animal.
So who's bringing the macaroni salad?
Yeah. I don't even know why. That was the only thing in our refrigerator at the time. That's how it ended up on the wall.
Oh, that's so funny.
But my first college roommate.
Who's bringing a quiche?
Yeah.
We're going to be up late. We might as well have breakfast.
We need all the casseroles.
My first college roommate was filthy. Just filthy. like would pile his clothes up in the floor and to the point smelled. Where I told you that one point I had to go, hey man, look, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but like we have a smell in the room.
Ew.
And it's because your clothes are piled up on the floor.
Your drawers smell like doo doo.
Yeah, he would come in and just take his like. He was in the LSU band and they would rehearse, you know, in the field and all that, and he would come in and they would just like throw his shirt down on the ground and there'd be other clothes. I was like, damn.
Did y'all see that story the other day of the woman who bought some shorts for her son?
Yes.
And she got them home and then they were stinking and she looked and they had skid marks all in them.
That's disgusting.
Was it on her vacation?
Maybe Monday I saw it or something. Recently. But yeah, she posted a picture of the skid marks in the shorts and then the, you know, obviously taking them back to the store and they were like, oh, we're so sorry. They admitted.
Yeah.
So they took responsibility.
They sent the family a letter. We're like, this is not up to the standards. It's like, no, duh. Right.
Someone's going around.
It's literally like
switching out.
Like, oh, a big streak, just a
big brown streak on the back of the shorts.
I bet you can find the picture and show them. Because, I mean, it was bad. But then again, you know, the people at the store, there had to be some naysayers there going,
Somebody
wore those shorts and got doo-doo stains.
Yeah, that's how people was in the restaurants. If they found a hair in their food, be like, oh, they probably put that in there.
You give them a free meal just for, if they found a
hair? I would. Really? I always gave it to them for free.
Does it matter whether it was long or short?
I'm not going to start inspecting it.
Because, I mean, you would always rather find a long one than a really short one.
Did
that happen often?
It's happened like maybe I would say 40% of the time, 30% of the time.
Really? Yeah. So 40% of the nights you were at work, somebody said they had a hair in their food and you had to give them a free meal.
At least once. Now, you don't have to give them a free meal, but I did just because I was like, I'd rather them just be happy, whatever. I don't care.
Right.
You wouldn't comp the whole thing, just that one person.
Yeah.
So what other scams did people try to use to get free stuff? Were there other scams in the restaurant business, or mainly that's the main one, is the hair and the food?
There was a person one time that like had glass in their food somehow, and there was no way that the glass would have gone into the food on our side.
Yeah.
But again, we're not going to tell them you're lying, so you're like, all right, whatever.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Ew.
So that's on the inside of the shorts?
Yeah.
That's high up, too.
The back seat. Yeah. So that doo doo came from high up in the crack.
That doo doo came from. This doo doo came from. How does that go up there?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, are you just like
mentally? I'm running through the option. I really only can come up with one. That's bad.
It's called explosive.
The alleged stain. Well, it's a stain. It's not alleged. It is a stain.
I love that she used the word gobsmacked in her description of it. I'm gobsmacked.
That's a good English word.
Gobsmacked?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a good English word. But.
Yeah, I think it is.
You're talking about British.
Yeah.
British. I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
It's like, okay. Yeah.
I mean, English is in England. Sorry.
That ain't a good English word.
Yeah.
It's like there's so many better words than that.
Positively gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other words do you like?
What other words do you fancy?
Yeah.
I fancy the word gobsmack
and bombastic.
That's my favorite word.
You're gobsmacked, aren't you?
Love that word.
It's not the last one ever.
Where'd you Well, it's not.
It's bad when you buy shorts and they have skid marks in them, isn't it?
Shite. What do they call it? Shite.
Yeah.
Shite.
Does a shite job with that Irish guy.
Yeah.
You give a kid a mop, Kathleen.
Yeah, it's like when you give a kid a mop, you know he's doing a shite job, but you make him feel important. That's true.
You fancy these shorts? That's not a good English word.
I've heard better.
I've heard better words than that one.
Haven't we all? Yeah, yeah.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metro Line in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, Ace Riggins, yep. Rob, we just got an example of how, you know, with the whole, that's not a good English word, of how Alexis will argue about anything and everything.
Yeah.
Even about whether or not a word is good. Well, that's not a good English word.
I mean, it's all right.
And the fact that it turned out to be that she was mistaken on what you were speaking about, Ace, still shows that she was ready to argue about whether a word is good or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will argue with you about anything.
Not she will.
She does.
She must.
She must.
It's an addiction. It's some sort of a craving that she has.
My strange
a constant craving.
I don't see it as arguing.
And again, it's the even when she's wrong, she'll continue to argue because that's the way I do it.
Yeah, but who says I'm wrong?
It's because I'm a Latina.
The facts say you're wrong.
And who came up with the facts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah, whatever.
Who wrote the a white man?
Right, exactly.
Like you.
Exactly. I gotta have you tell me what to do or whatever.
I'm going to have you tell me what a good English word
right.
is.
Right? Exactly.
I'm gobsmacked that you would think that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I like the arguing, though. It's fun.
You didn't think it was fun earlier when she was...
Oh, I love that. The really? Harry Potter thing? Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Look like you were getting mad.
I was.
That's why you're wearing elephant pants. Said
I know. Yeah. That's how you know it was real. I showed up with the elephant pants on because I was clearly running out of good
exactly.
arguments to make.
You're just trying to fight.
Yeah.
Well, because yeah, you do that. Run out of arguments when you're telling someone, well, no, here's why I don't do that. And then she's telling you you're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. No, I'm not wrong because it was my choice. This is my reasoning.
Your choice is wrong.
He said, I didn't like the first movie, so I'm not going to waste my time watching all the rest of them.
Yeah, that's dumb.
She's telling me I'm wrong. I'm like, well, it was an opinion. Like, I tried it.
Your opinion is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, I like getting fired up like that with her because she can
roll. I won't back down. I will back down if I'm just like, okay, whatever. This is not even fun argument.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. These stupid ass elephant pants.
I don't care. They're comfy.
Yeah.
I will wear my elephant pants wherever I want.
Are they? Are there? Yeah.
Yeah. See, they're soft.
Yeah, like pajamas.
Yeah, they're pajama pants. Don't say that in front of TJ.
Oh, you won't. Oh, he thinks
I'm trashy
because
I'm wearing pajama pants out in the public. Oh, I'm a menace to society. I am the downfall of society.
You're part of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
You are part
the
of it.
I know.
The
it is me. It is my fault.
It is.
I represent everything that's wrong with society.
You represent a lot of it. Or you've been a victim.
80% of it.
You've been a victim of a lot of it. That's for sure.
Yeah. That sucks.
You're the reason people don't get married in churches anymore.
The reason why people celebrate at graduations.
Man, that was a bad one.
Yeah. The reason people who are wearing pajamas in public say it's comfortable, as if that's a reason.
Yeah. I suck.
You know. Right.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you are a cancer.
You're cancer on the,
on the body politic.
So wait, a tumor on Lady Liberty.
Yes.
Which one did you say Riggins was? Oh, that was, you said. Oh, that was a bad one. What was the first one that she said?
The bad. Oh,
because you guys don't like celebrating at graduations. You want everybody to be miserable and like serious and just not celebrate.
Yeah, I agree with her on that one. Yeah. I think it's it's like, I don't know.
And again, no one. It's the
Ace.
I know. It's the thought process that you're either all in to Alexis's opinion or you're wrong. Yeah, and well, our point was there's the difference between celebrating and turning it into a damn pep rally.
So how come it's different when it's with me? You guys are like, oh yeah, we can't argue because you're never wrong and blah. But TJ says all the time that if no one agrees with his opinion, then they're all wrong. It's the same exact thing. How come you don't say anything to him about it?
Well, because I'm right.
See?
Yeah, well, I think that's dumb too. But I do agree with him a lot more than I agree with you.
Many a time, TJ will present facts along with his opinions.
Yeah, his facts, they're not facts.
That's what I was about to say, though. He will present facts. But if you present TJ with facts that contradict his and you can prove it, then he will say, oh, you know what? I was wrong. You're right about that. I didn't know that.
I've never heard those words come out of his mouth. Not once in my life.
He's never proven me wrong.
He's never presented him facts that prove him wrong.
God. Okay, from any of y'all, I've never
heard
him.
But, I mean, you're arguing with Riggins on Riggins' opinion. Like Riggins said, I didn't like the first movie, so don't watch it more. Well, you haven't watched all of them.
No.
Yeah, well, you didn't even watch a whole movie, which he clearly did.
So that was his opinion off of the first one. He still needs to give me his opinion off the other seven.
No, he doesn't.
He should. I think he should.
You're not owed his opinion on the other ones.
I would like it.
Yeah, well.
You should go home today and watch all of them.
Yes. Because she even started, she goes, this is why I hate people like you.
Yeah, she did. Right. What are you? See, that's how you get on my nerves with that.
You just get on my nerves with it. And not a lot gets on my nerves.
It does seem like quite a bit gets on your nerves.
Bit of overstatement there.
Nothing gets on my nerves. Yeah. Nothing.
I hate people like you.
Get on my damn nerves with that shit. That's what she said.
It makes me so angry.
And I know she's still mad I haven't watched
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Because you promised that you would. You promised me. I remember where we were at, where you were sitting, and exactly what he said.
I cannot imagine that he promised
he did.
He would watch.
Awesome. We were at the old studio, and he was like, all right, I'll promise I'll watch it. I'll promise at least one episode.
Why do you care about that one?
Because I care.
Mm. You know there's no way he's going to like it.
Yeah, I did watch one.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
Not long after I said I would. It was about a month later, I guess.
Huh.
Well, it wasn't the first one. I picked up like in the first season, I picked one of the episodes and watched. I didn't understand a thing going on.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, now you got to watch them all because that's the only way you can have a full opinion.
No, see, because I know that TJ, no matter what, is not going to like it. So it's like, whatever. But Riggins, I know that he will change his mind.
You know in your heart.
I know in my heart and in my soul.
Because you can just feel it.
I can.
The universe is telling you. Crystal's told you.
I know Riggins.
I just love the way she does it, though. I'm losing this one, so I'm going to pivot back to Riggins. And I'm going to.
It's a loss. That one's a lost cause. This
and one I really didn't watch an episode.
Yeah, I know.
We all knew that. Yeah. We all knew you didn't watch an episode.
I will, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Broken promises.
I didn't say I promise anything. I just said I will. And that's not out of
the question. Well, I take your word as a promise. That's okay, how much
I didn't say I wasn't going to. I just said I haven't done it yet. And it's not in the near future, but could be relatively soon.
He said that like a year and a half ago.
It's on my list.
He could be sitting around one day and thinking, what would put me into a deep sleep right now?
Like when you watched Octopus Teacher.
I still use that. Yeah. I've started Octopus Teacher like no less than 7 times, mainly to put me to sleep.
And you always go right to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really, and the parts that I have, you know, some of the time I get farther into it before I fall asleep, but I don't get what he's, what his deal is.
Just goes over your What's, head.
Yeah.
You didn't get it.
You because didn't
it's
get
kind
it.
Of a, clearly.
Because it's kind of creepy the way he is about that octopus. Like he's yeah. having the relations with it.
Well, he speaks about it lovingly, but. Yeah. You know,
it's kind of, it's, you know. And what is that accent? Austrian or something?
Where was he from? I don't recall where he was from.
Because that's creepy, too. His accent. Not Austrian accent. It's just his accent is creepy. The way he's talking about that octopus, like it's his lover.
I love that, though. Like, he's having relations with it. Well, he speaks of it lovingly. Let's don't get carried away.
Oh, he's hammering it, I think. He sounds like he was hammering that octopus. Just my opinion.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The ACE and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.